Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
We've had some fun before, you and I, with oxymorons. We've noted the delicious irony in expressions such as military intelligence, freezer burn, civil war, and a personal favorite, jumbo shrimp. Today I would add another, supermarket etiquette. If you're alive and reasonably ambulatory, you spend a lot of your life shopping for groceries at a supermarket. I'm betting you've seen behavior that makes you scratch your head. Perhaps you're even guilty of some of these lapses yourself. Let's start in the produce section, with a shopper I call the grape grabber. This is the guy who discreetly takes one grape and walks away with it, popping it in his mouth two aisles over. The produce section also gives us the banana bandit, the lady who only wants one banana and breaks up a bunch to get it. Then there's a guy I call Lazy Lenny. This is the dude who decides that he doesn't really want that can of pork and beans in his basket. But rather than take it back to where he got it, he discards it in the potato chip aisle. Somebody else's problem, right? Lenny's also the guy who parks his cart in the middle of an already narrow aisle while he ponders his many options for ketchup and mustard. There's just no getting past him. Come on, buddy, move it over a bit, huh? How about the shopper who opens a door in the frozen food section and stares at the array of choices? The lasagna or the vegetable medley? She can see everything just fine through the glass, but she insists on standing there with the door wide open. When she finally closes it, the door is fogged over for the next customer. Why, ma'am? Why? How about the shopper who abuses the 10 items or less checkout lane? Did she miss school the day the teacher covered how to count past 10? The cashiers must be trained not to say anything, but clearly the irritated glares from other customers are totally ineffective, because violator never makes eye contact. Let me also rant about something that isn't the customer's fault, the unpredictability of supermarket grocery carts. I understand these things take a beating, but how come the wheels are the first thing to go bad? When I find a cart that doesn't have a front wheel that spins or wobbles, I call that a good day. I really feel bad for the poor store employee, usually a kid in his first job, who's assigned the task of rounding up grocery carts from every corner of the parking lot, roping them all together in a long line, and somehow pushing them all back into the store, only to repeat the process an hour later. Speaking of employees, they are typically courteous and could not be more helpful, despite the best efforts of customers to test their patience. I asked one of them where I could find paper plates. Over on aisle 16, he said, about two-thirds of the way down, top shelf, left side. Wow, this guy really knows the territory. Now, if he could just do something about the lady in the checkout lane who waits until her groceries are rung up and bagged, and then she starts fishing through her purse for her checkbook. That should be a misdemeanor punishable in a court of law.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.